people. Should I reshare a different link or same link?
Welcome back to another episode of Meredith with a Y. I am your host, Meredith Willits, and today I am so excited to have Rachel Jimenez-Penca, the founder and chief stylist of Rachel J. Styling, a Chicago-based wardrobe consulting business since 2013. I am so excited to have her here today. Everyone, stay with us as we hear everything about clean girl aesthetic and all that jazz. Hello, everyone. This is Meredith with a Y, and I am your host, Meredith Willits. Today, we are going to go deep, changing lives, and I am giving you the keys to the castle. Okay, everybody. First of all, I have to start by saying that I'm so excited that I have a sponsor for Meredith with a Y. It is CTC Sesame. And I am here to tell you that this program is unbelievable. I literally have the Cadillac of health insurance, and I was still looking for something that I could talk to a doctor like in the next 5 minutes to an hour for myself, for my kids. And so I was researching on Costco, and I have to tell you that Costco is this exact same thing offered, but theirs is $50 a month or so. And $50 a month copays, and my that I'm offering, which there's the link in my bio, the CTC Sesame is unbelievable. It's available in all 50 states. It is a, you can use your flexible spending. It is a telehealth situation. And my discounted rate that I can offer is under $25 a month and $15 copays. If you need your Tretinoin, they write prescriptions. If you need blood tests, this is for your kids. You can see a telehealth pediatrician within the hour most times. Check it out. The link's in my bio. You're going to be blown away. If you have a health insurance, if you don't have health insurance, this is not an insurance, but I'm here to tell you this thing is life-changing. Costco has vetted it, and I'm here to tell you I have vetted it. So check it out if you are someone that needs like immediate care and don't want to wait 6 months for a dermatologist. But I'm so excited to welcome Rachel. Thank you so much for being here. You literally are a stylist to the stars. Vivica Fox, you've worked with Ferragamo, Michael Kors, Burberry, Rag & Bone, Nordstrom, you name it. Project Runway designers. Yes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I can't believe this happened. I met you just over a month ago, right?
Well, that's... I mean, the universe brings good people together. So I am so excited to have you here because let me tell you what, I have so many questions. Like we were kind of like chatting before you even came on. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with the fact that teenagers do not wear outside of clean girl aesthetic. They don't dress to dress. They wear sweatpants every day and leggings every day. Athleisure, there's now like 10 athleisure stores at the mall. So please. Yeah. Help us understand what is going on.
Well, yeah, you know what? It's not just teenagers, though. It's adults. It's really, well, obviously, the clean girl aesthetic, let's put that out there first. It's a very minimalist approach to dressing. There's all different types of aesthetics. But what you're talking about with clean girl is they just want to look kind of that like effortless, casual, cool, chic. But they're all kind of molding and morphing into the same looking person, right? It's like when something goes on, you know, is a trend and then everyone's wearing it. Everyone just looks the same and is blending in and there's no way for them to really stand out. So yeah, I know it's a little bit crazy, but.
Well, you know what I think is so before we got on, like my husband and I were blown away. We've been to two restaurants in 2 months in right. two different cities and walked in and there is a table of women and they're all have the, you know, the hair below, like at the collarbone. They're all wearing cream sweaters with black stripes. All women have the exact same outfit on. And this is six different women wearing cream sweaters with black stripes. And my husband and I are like, okay, who's the influencer? Where right. is she from? And when did she tell everyone to wear this? Because yeah. before, if you like, let's say The Gap or Limited Express, right? You would follow kind of those trends for those stores that you shopped at. If you were a JCPenney's catalog girl, you wore what was in JCPenney. So it was kind of niched out. Whereas now we have so much access to, like, let's say one or two influencers who they themselves are following each other's trends. And right. now we're all looking at the same catalog per se, right?
Yeah, it's true. So anybody can be fashionable. So when I say fashionable, anyone can go out and buy all the different things from really high end to your fast fashion, right? But it's how your style is, how you put it together, what you choose that makes you different. And so I feel like what's happening with a lot of, you know, influencers and a lot of, obviously there's marketing behind it. There's brand sponsorships, et cetera. Yeah. But it's just heavily on certain looks and brands and everyone's just, you know, but what makes it easiest? I just want to look like that. And they end up going to buy the whole thing. And then you've got kind of the same after the same. We were talking earlier about how I used to go downtown Chicago. I mean, I'm from Chicago, but lived in LA. And I remember I came back from LA and I was downtown and I saw all the guys wearing the same uniform. It was like that light blue shirt, khaki pants, you know, brown shoes, brown belt, just super boring. But nobody wanted to stand out. Everyone just kind of wanted to, you know, fit in. And it was just work. I hear that a lot from clients. It's just work.
Right.
It's,
I just want to, but bro, you're in that outfit for like 8 to 10 hours a day. Like dude, that's a long time. I was telling you too, like I was teasing my 15-year-old. I dropped her off at school the one day and I'm like, oh my God, is this the sweatpants leggings door? Is this where everyone enters wearing sweatpants and leggings? She's like, oh my God, Bob, like bro, like that's just what we wear. And, you know, like I remember when I was in school, it was like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to wear the white skirt with the red, you know, hearts and then the red heart belt and then the red tank top. Like I loved like dressing for school. Like when I finally got like that limited 10 button shirt with the vest and, you know, like we wore 3,000 layers. I don't know how we didn't melt.
Right.
That was so exciting to me. And with her, it's like, what's on the floor? What's clean? As long as I haven't worn it this week, sweatshirt, I do not care. But then there's also but I need to have UGG slippers. They need to be aloe sweatpants. Like it needs to be a college sweatshirt. So they're kind of all doing the same thing.
Right.
But it has to still be like within brand. Like there's so much involved in it. It's weird. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy to think about how there's just no really personal style. Mm-hmm. You hear people talk about personal style. And at that age, everyone's just trying to fit in, right?
Yeah.
But eventually, as they navigate through life, you know, and you and I too, we've gone through high school, college, post, first jobs, et cetera. And then you start to really pick and choose more wisely, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where you come in as a stylist. So like for myself, I get super excited when I can put together an outfit under $100. I'm like, 100%. Damn. Like, especially if it's like, even if it's like, okay, everything but the shoes.
Right.
Everything but the purse I got under $100, like for the whatever, right? Like, and throwing like really high-end pieces that you've invested in with maybe like a H&M tank top. Like, and that's where you come in, where you go, okay, your wardrobe needs to be edited. We need to add in a black blazer or like, what are some of the things that, you know, when you go in and you do that free 30-minute style consultation, when you go in that first time and you're like, okay, this, we just need to edit a little bit. Like people think like, throw it all away. And you're like, no, you've got great pieces. Like, let's work with it.
Yeah, it's funny. People think that when I do an edit, which is typically the first step in the styling process, right? So we meet for 30 minutes. And then oftentimes people want to do the edit and cleanse and purge everything that they've been holding on to in their closet. So I've done edits literally for an hour for that really minimalist guy that doesn't really have much. When I say minimalist, he had 5 white shirts, 3, mm-hmm. you know, three blue button downs, et cetera, to someone that's in their 70s that's been holding on to things and has multiple closets throughout the house, holding on to things for decades and decades. And so really when you're trying to hone in on your style and simplify style and shopping, you need to figure out your patterns, like figure out what do you keep buying and buying and buying over and over again. Right. And your daughter is starting that now with, I mean, I don't know how many jogging pants and, you know, sweatpants and she's got, but she's just starting to collect. And so without really any intention and being thoughtful about what you're actually putting in your closet, why you're wearing it, what it's going with, you're just going to end up with a whole bunch of stuff. So that's the first part of the process, is really kind of assessing the inventory in your closet, is what I call it, right? So your closet is your boutique. It's really your little shop. So how are you going to merchandise that closet? How are you going to fill it with things that you love versus things that are just taking up space? So I think that's an important thing that we have to look at.
Yeah. And I think that the stores are getting real slick, because I know, like, I have a boutique downtown Hinsdale that I love. Yeah. And I get sucked in every time I go in there. It's like, oh my God, it's an Easter sweater, but it's like super cute, so I have to have it. Or it's like, oh, it's a football, you know, football sweatshirt. Like, and so they have this really cute styling. And, but I'm like, wait a minute, now I have all these holiday sweaters. How did this happen? I read $1,000 in holiday sweaters. Like, who am I?
Yeah.
But they're so cute and blah, blah, blah. And I have to have it. And I'm going to go to a party. And so I think that the collection piece is so, and now I've spent $1,000 on nonsense, essentially, but it's cute. But I could have had that one thing that I've been really coveting for a long time. Like, what's that one blazer that everyone wears? A Veronica Beard. Is that the, like, I could have had like a great Veronica Beard. I'm sure you have 10 options for the Veronica Beard jacket that someone could buy too. Yeah. And so I think that as I've gotten older, yes, I still get sucked into that sweater thing, but I used to live at Old Navy. Like, my go-to was, let's see how much I could buy for $100 at Old Navy. And within like 3 months, it was misshapen. Sorry. It was pilled. It was, you know, the misshapen thing was really an issue, like with the collar and stuff.
Right.
And now I don't shop at Old Navy, not because I'm better than it. I'd rather have one good thing than a collection of 30 pieces of shit. And I think that you can speak to that.
Preach. Exactly. I mean, I often find here are the brands that women of a certain age will still have in their closet, because they're, you know, we're from a time when you go to Old Navy, Banana Republic, and Taylor Loft, right? Now it's more like Zara and H&M. Mm-hmm. But think about your pattern when you keep buying and going to the store and buying that same sweater. And it's true. It can accumulate very, very quickly. Soon you're spending, without even realizing it, $1,500 on the same sweater just to have something new each time versus what you could invest in. So I love to do a high-low styling. I love to have those classic pieces like you talked about, the blazer. It doesn't have to be Veronica Beard. There's so many different brands out there that I love to introduce clients to, because they often get stuck in what's marketed more, right? Yeah. Veronica Beard is heavily marketed and they have great pieces, but there are so many other designers. Luxury, sustainable designers, local designers that my clients don't know about. So that's the fun part for me as a stylist, is to introduce them to things that they would never have known about. So again, with this accumulating of stuff, I think it's important to figure out, just slow your roll. Everybody slow your roll with the buying, because we just want to buy and have something new every single time. And that, it's that feeling, it's that high that we get from wearing something new, then we end up pushing it back in our closet, and then we're just using the same 20% of the new stuff that we keep buying, and we've got gems. There's gems in the closet. But I would say try to stay away from the fast fashion places. Now, that's not to say that you can't find great pieces, right, at a Zara, an H&M, a Forever 21, Shein, et cetera. But if you're looking, it depends on where you're at in your thought processes with your style. Do you want to simplify things, right? And just make sure that you have pieces that fit really well, they feel good on your skin, the fabric's good quality, and it's going to last long versus a bunch of stuff that's just starting to pile up.
Yeah, and when you're sitting there talking about this, like, my 25-year-old daughter, she is a consumer. Like, she will find something for $5, $10, and she'll get it, like, she's where I was, because we've all, and she's like, wants to have a lot, and she has a lot of clothes and a lot of options, but how much can you really wear? And then it gets wacko. Like, it really, there's a thing of like, oh, I have a lot of clothes and ooh, I like to buy this. And my mom does the same thing. She'll have like 40 long sleeve black t-shirts. Mm-hmm. But if she bought one beautiful silk long sleeve black shirt with an amazing collar, that's not going to get misshapen. Right. Or a nice cashmere black sweater, because she has 400 black sweaters. It's like, dude, just buy the one that doesn't get misshapen, the one that doesn't turn into a piece of shit in, like, you know, 6 months. That's the difference, is you're buying it over and over again because you bought poorly the first time. And so it needs to be replaced every year, right? I mean, am I right with that?
You're totally right. I would encourage you, your mom, everyone really to start looking at labels. Look at the labels, look at the fabric content, look at the designer. A lot of times we see labels and we don't know the designer. So go to their pages and actually take some time to get to know their aesthetic. You get to know if they're really, you know, when I say legit designer, just someone who's been in the industry for a while that knows how to drape different body shapes, knows how to, you know, buy fabrics and work with fabrics that are going to last long. So I think a lot of it is just educating ourselves, and the average person doesn't have time to do this, right? So here I am. I kind of just love to really introduce clients to a new way of thinking about their style and shopping instead of getting stuck in a rut.
Which in the long run, I see myself as actually saving a shit ton of money on clothes.
100%. Yeah.
Like, because I don't need to wear 22 different pairs of gym shoes. I have 3 pair of gym shoes that I cycle between. Silver Prada, gold Prada, white Gucci. Now that's going to sound such bullshit to people out there, but I have been wearing the same 3 pairs of gym shoes now for like 4 years.
Yeah.
They Those match everything.
And they work. And they're your go-tos, right? I mean, Steve Jobs before is like the greats out there that have, just like you, have a million things to do. Deciding what to wear and figuring it out is the last thing that you want to do. You want to just know that it fits, that it feels good, that you can wear it with everything. And like,
everything.
Let's move on.
Everything. And that's kind of like I know a lot of people like the Golden Goose, and you can lean into a Golden Goose, and that's a very expensive pair of gym shoes for like sneakers, right? Running around, doing groceries. Yeah. But they're smart about it. They pickle you in. It's a color scheme. You know, like they know what they're doing. And then you have to have the red ones and the plaid ones and the animal print ones. And I'm like, no, I just want gold and white and silver. And it matches absolutely everything. And it goes down to like basically what jewelry I'm wearing or what metal is on my clothes that day. They're high end, but I have been wearing them for years. I promise you that if you bought a pair of shoes at Payless, we are literally dollar for dollar at this point. We are dollar for dollar of wear usage over the years, because I've never had to buy another pair. Yeah. So we're in the same pair for 4 years.
Just keep it classic. I think the messaging is keep it classic. Of course, you know, you love trends. You love to be, you know, have
H&M. You throw that in. Yeah, you throw a little.
Yeah. But for those pieces, you know, there's pieces that need to stay classic, and it will make your life so much simpler. Yeah.
So what does it mean to have these relationships with a brand that I am obsessed with, which is Ferragamo? Obsessed. Yes. I have Ferragamo bags. I have the shoes. It's a very like low-key brand. It's not your Gucci loud brand. It's just good.
It's good quality. I'm super proud of that partnership. That happened a couple months ago. And just so you know how I work as a stylist, so I'm partnered with different brands, different boutiques, different, you know, big box stores. And so when I say that I partner with them, so I am an independent stylist and I'm able to pull pieces from their collection, bring them to my clients' homes, introduce them to clients that obviously my clients don't have time to be going to each of these stores, right? So the more partnerships that I have, the more well-rounded I feel like my offering is to my clients. And so Ferragamo has been a newest one, and I'm thrilled. They came huge. To me. Yeah, the one on Michigan Avenue.
That's so huge. Yeah. And I love that because it's not a loud brand, in my opinion. I don't think it's a loud brand at all. I think it's a quiet luxury brand. So you can bring pieces to a client's house here locally. You can take them there for a styling session along with all of these other places. Like, that's the thing. You're pulling in stuff and you're going, hey, these Ferragamo shoes are going to last. This is a quality shoe. Buy this instead of buying 300 pairs of those. Right. And you kind of can talk to your clients about the difference in quality and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And I think the beauty of working with an independent stylist is that they don't feel pressured, right? Partnerships. But my loyalty is to my client, definitely to my client, not to the brand. I'm just happy that I'm able to share with them and show them the collection, because they may not walk into a Ferragamo on their own, right? But in the privacy of their own home, we can try it on, we can style it, we can be very honest And I really only want them to keep things that they truly love and feel good in. So, I've had some clients say that, you know, while the stylists at different stores are fantastic in their own right, they also have sales goals. Like,
they're salespeople. Right. They sell for the store. Like,
yeah. So I have turned down partnerships from certain brands that have required me. And I said, no.
Yeah.
Requiring me to sell a certain amount. If it works for my client, then it's great. It's a win-win for both of us. But yeah, I think the more and more brands are realizing that there's a bunch of independent stylists out there like me, and the way to partner with us, it's really just reaching out to us and making sure that there's, you know, sometimes we have contracts, sometimes we don't, depends on how big the brand is, but it's just, it's a great way to work. I don't feel pressured at all to, you know, to sell all this stuff, but it's fun to bring it to them and introduce them to all this.
Yeah. And you also teach styling at, yes. You're a professor of fashion styling at Columbia College, Chicago.
Right.
And so you are actually like, this is not like, oh my God, Rachel, you're dressed so cute. Like this, there's a lot that goes into this, because I will tell you, I have weighed everything from 140 pounds to 220 pounds, not pregnant. And mm-hmm. I literally will have people come up to me and I'm like, oh my God, I just need to lose weight. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, you look fine. Like not being like blowing smoke up my ass. Like,
yeah,
but I think there's so much to be said, and people miss this for dressing your body type. 100%. I have no hips. I have no waist. So I wear long lines. I wear longer shirts, or like, I don't wear a skater dress. I wear an A-line. Like, I wear very different clothing than, let's say, my daughter, who is busty and has a small waist and then needs to create hips to balance her bust. So like, we all dress very differently. And then you've got your hourglass girl who's very curvy. She's going to dress very differently than me and accentuate her waist. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that if you could bring someone in like you that will help them dress for their body type, you literally lose 20 to 30 pounds if you just dress for your shape. I shit you not. People never know how much I weigh. Ever. People are always like, oh my God, you probably are like, what, 130, 140 now? I'm like, 160 something. What are you talking about? There's a lot to be said for what you're doing.
There's a lot to be said for knowing, really, and you're so evolved. Lots of women don't know. They really look at their bodies and say, where am I holding weight? Where would I like to accentuate some curves? Where would I like to add some volume, right? So it's really looking at yourself in the mirror, knowing your body shape. So before I even work with a client, I ask them to send me a front, side, and back picture of themselves. Just in fitted clothing.
So smart.
Regardless of your height and weight, which, you know, I need to know that as well. But I'm analyzing your body shape. I'm seeing where you're holding weight. I'm seeing where, and it's up to you. Do you want to have that more of an hourglass shape? Or would you rather kind of, you know, not be a little bit more discreet? Women, you know, all women and men, they're all different and into what they want to kind of highlight and then minimize. So knowing your body shape is huge. And so I work with clients that have, are in the plus size range to the petite range to tall. I'm actually going to be speaking at a tall size event, and I'm not tall. I'm 5'4". But the principles of styling apply to all different types of bodies. But if you don't know your own body shape, if you don't know where you're holding weight and, you know, what to pick to accentuate your body, then it's a huge struggle.
It's a huge struggle. And like, I think that one of the things that blew my mind, especially in photographs, is bigger, blousy clothes, the heavier you are not doing you any favors. Like if you're about to go get photos taken, or you're going to be in an event where you're getting like, do not wear anything that's huge on you. Like, you need to like tighten that shit up, put a belt on it, maybe put a sport coat if you really want, but make sure if you have a sport coat, throw that belt in there. Like, there's so much to this that you'll all of a sudden get all of your photos back. And instead of going delete, 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 you're going to be like, oh my God, I love myself. Like, I look freaking amazing. I've never looked this good. And it's from little tiny edits that you know how to make to change everything.
It's very minor tweaks and changes and tucks and pulls and alterations, making yes. sure. Think about all the designers. They're designing off of a fit model, off of, you know, one body shape that's a certain yeah. style. So, you know, making sure that you kind of know where to take things in and let things out is huge.
Yeah, yeah. And you teaching this to the younger generation, like I said, at Columbia of Chicago, that is, you're bringing in a whole new layer of young people who are going and helping men, women, kids going to prom, whatever, find these like really cool designers, help them find their style, help them find and learn how to dress for the, because you are going to save so much money in the long run. It's insane. So what is it like teaching the younger generation all of this stuff?
I love it. I love it. It's the biggest passion of mine. Of course, having my own business and styling and you know, making people feel really good about themselves, but teaching a generation that is like really wanting to learn about fashion and learn about styling, because there is no formal education, definitely at a high school level, right? You might have, yeah. which I'm starting to see, there's like a fashion club or there's a fashion merchandising class, which is great, but styling now is on the rise. So styling yeah. now, since I started at Columbia in the fall of 22, and fashion styling is now the largest concentration of study within the wow. fashion studies department, which makes me, it's eye-opening, right? It's just people, we've had students transfer in from different colleges to come and learn more about styling and get educated in it, because there's fundamentals to this. There's actually, you know, you need to learn the basics of styling to be able to go out and to do it for other people, for yourself. And styling, of course, is just, you know, there's personal styling, but there's also styling for on set and movies and, you know,
being oh, yeah. a
designer. There's every commercial that you see out there on TV, in print ads, that's from a stylist, right? Those people don't just show up magically and look great and have all the wardrobe picked out for them. So there's so much to learn about styling. And so to be in a position to shape and to help the next generation of stylists, and entrepreneurs, right? Because a lot of the stylists out there that are doing this on their own, personal stylists, working independently. So helping them develop the business skills and what they need to be successful, how to price their services,
how to price services,
all of that stuff. It's important. If you're looking to, you know, really have this as a business.
Yeah, that's one thing, is entering this. Like, a lot of people do have great style, but like, how do I price my services? Like, if I'm going to your house, like, am I getting a cut from the person that's sending me with the clothes? Like, there's so many different ways to price this. Is it an hourly thing? Like, yeah. So there's a whole business side. That's one thing. Like, when my oldest daughter was young, she talked about being like a writer, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, just know, when if you're a writer, that doesn't mean you write books. Anything that you see on this planet, as you go through your day, that has writing on it, someone wrote that somewhere, right? And so, like, the same as holds true with styling. If you see someone on TV, in a music video, like on a stage at the Grammys, like, it doesn't matter. Newscaster.
Yeah.
Someone styled them. It didn't just happen. Someone has a job helping that person. And literally, there's people that I've seen across the board, you know, like, especially in this town where I live, a lot of people here have stylists. And I think it's to prevent from that, wear the dress one time and you never see it again. You and I talked about that when we met actually at that luncheon.
Yeah.
Is it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to wear something once and then throw it away. And it was funny. I was going to this event and I told my girlfriend, I said, I can either buy a new dress or I can wear this cream pants, cream jacket, cream shirt that I already own. And I can go buy a really expensive belt that I can wear 3,000 times. And she goes, ooh, I like the way you think. I'm like, I'm going to go buy the belt. Forget the dress. I'm just going to wear cream.
And, you know, I feel like we're getting to a point where it's okay to wear something 2-3 times.
Yeah.
It's okay. And I think I would actually like to encourage people to do that, right? To build a more sustainable planet where we're not just constantly consuming, but we're actually being thoughtful about all the things. I mean, the fashion industry is going to keep continuing to go and build, right? But we can, you know, we need to do our part, and it's okay. It's okay to rewear your outfits. I do it all the time.
I know, right? Like, it would be exhausting. And you have a TEDx talk that's coming up. How exciting. That is huge.
I'm so excited about it. You know, the universe just, God brought this to me because I had it in my bucket list. It's one of those things that I've always wanted to do. I started to, you know, public speak, and I thought, God, I would love to do a TEDx talk someday.
Right.
I actually started to talk about it with my friends. And the way that you would normally do it is you have to go pitch to the different stages, right? Pitch your idea, pitch your topic, and then, you know, they would bring you on. And I got an email, and it's through Columbia College Chicago. So it's TEDx Columbia College Chicago, which put me in a good position. So I'm the faculty from the Fashion Studies Department that's going to be speaking. And so it's Thursday, May 2nd.
That is so exciting. Yeah. I'm so excited for you. You know, and that's one thing, you know, like fashion is, I did a whole series on tattoos, right? Mm-hmm. And how when you put a tattoo on your body and where you put it and what it looks like, it is very, it's very, you don't even realize that it's, there's a whole reason behind all of it, right? It's not just, oh, I saw a toaster strudel and I liked it, so I put it on my arm. Yes, but why? What was happening at that time? What was going on in your life that you felt called? Why did you choose your right arm or your left arm, right? Yeah. And it's so it's yourself that's kind of coming out of you, your tattoos, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at fashion the same way. And I am like fashion ADD because today I'm doing a blue and white striped shirt, which is like this new coastal aesthetic. The shirt's 10 years old, I swear. Mm-hmm. But then other days I'll be like punk rocker, and other days I'll be like preppy, whatever. And then other days, whatever. And so I am very fashion ADD. It's who I am that day and who I kind of want to project in that moment. And I think that people need to, or should look at and can understand fashion as a very, very much an expression of self that isn't necessarily for the viewer, but for the wearer.
100%. Yeah. I mean, dress.
That's who you are that day.
Right. And dress how you want to feel, how you want to feel and how you want to be addressed. So it starts with you, where you're at, where, how do you want to feel in this look? Right. And then it projects outwards, and then people are going to perceive you a certain way, right? How they perceive you is their own opinion. But I mean, how amazing is it when you get compliments and you feel really good in your outfit and people start to notice that you have taken the time and effort to like put together this fun outfit. So it changes. It changes the way that you walk and talk in this world.
Totally.
Like right now I have heels on, you know, I don't need to have heels on. Every time I do like a Zoom call with a client, I make sure to get dressed up because it makes me feel like I'm more the expert. I feel like I'm more just kind of grounded and more myself. So, and not to say I haven't done Zoom calls in like sweatpants,
right?
Right. Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm meeting with Meredith, bring out the heels.
I love that. Well, yeah, I just think that people need to realize that, like, and my husband's mom, my mother-in-law, she always would say, like, you never have to apologize for being a little bit overdressed. Like, you never have to feel uncomfortable or like, oh shit, I'm not dressed for this. Like, bump it up a little bit. And I know, like, for my girlfriend, she is a flight attendant. She's like, if you use my buddy pass, you have to dress up. No jean, like ripped jeans, no, like, you have to dress up still to be, you know, a buddy pass of United. And so like, you never have to apologize for like showing up, like be it a collar or not ripped jeans or like just a cute sandal versus a flip flop. Like just like have fun with it. Throw on the cheaper necklace, like from, you know, Shein, or, you know, like the rock and roll t-shirt with a cute, like, you know, $500 blazer with a $20 t-shirt. Like that's what's so fun about it when you invest in the good piece.
Totally. I think that what you said is to never apologize about dressing up. Like, don't. I always think it's better to be overdressed. You've heard this before. It's better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Heck yeah.
100%. I've gone to events, right, where you feel like, shoot, I should have done this. I should have trusted your gut and gone bold and gone bigger than wanting to feel small and just blend in, right? So, yeah.
I have to say that I did have like an amazing fashion moment. I went to the wellness ball this past year and I got a dress from Revolve, which I was super excited about because I lost so much weight. Aww. But then, so it was a black, you know, strapless dress, unbelievable, like short in the front, long in the, like it was a moment, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, I want something extra. And I ended up buying this black with like teal shimmer feather moment. So it like tied around my neck and went short on one shoulder and down the other, like all of these feathers, like tons mm-hmm. of feathers and smooth. And people were stopping me the entire night. Like, your outfit is blowing my mind. And it was literally a $20 like cosplay, probably type Halloween costume bullshit that yeah. I threw on. But I was like, no, this is going to make a moment, this feather piece with this black dress. And I'm telling, and especially the men, even with my husband was standing there like, your outfit is insane. Like, I love that. And it was $20 that I added with a, you know, $300+ dress, but it was $20.
Yeah. Well, part of it's owning it, right? You have to like step into a piece like that with all the feathers and all the glam and own it. Because if you don't, if you're squeamish about it and you're like unsure, that comes off too. Right. Yeah. So we walked in and we're like, here I am.
Damn. Well, I love it so much. Everyone that's out there, Rachel is offering a free 30-minute style consultation that can be done via Zoom. Everything she offers is either local here to Chicagoland or via Zoom. We are in a day and age.
Clients as well.
Yeah, like you have clients all over the world, all over the United States. You Zoom the closet. It's easy to look at. She makes suggestions. You can even like pull in designers, tell you what to buy. I know like my husband has some beautiful sport coats that are like plaid-ish. And then he's trying to wear like a plaid-ish shirt. And there's a lot of confusion with plaids and stripes and paisleys and flowers and polka dots. Like, men have it rough. Like, it's a whole thing with men and their shirts and sport coats. And you can help all the men out there or, you know, with these issues, or they go to like a polo shirt every time they leave a house. It's a polo or it's a sweatshirt. Like, that's my husband. I'm like, you have the most beautiful long sleeve button downs. Please God, sweet Lord, please wear them. He's just, ugh.
They get stuck. Yes. They just want to grab what's easy, what's in front of them. They're not thinking it through. So when we do a session, I'll actually put them in full looks, right? So head to toe. And then we take pictures. I give you a little lookbook afterwards so you can just flip through them. Molly Painter.
Hi, Molly. One of
my very, very great clients. She was actually my first client in 2013.
I love that.
She actually loves to print out her lookbooks. So I send her off the images. She's a hard copy girl and she has it in her closet and she flips through it. She's amazing.
There's people that need that, like then want that. They're like, please God, just put it together for me. I love it. Mm-hmm. But my brain doesn't do that. My brain, that is my whole thing. I'll be like, all right, well, who are we today? What are we pulling from? That is how my brain works. But I think a lot of people have so much going on and they are very busy. They're like, I can't put one more thing on my plate.
You need to have a lookbook for your different, because you said you've got style ADHD. So like, what is it that when you want to feel like a rocker, when you want to feel like coastal, when you want to feel clean aesthetic, that's the type of lookbook that I think you need. And then just flip through it.
No, you know what I need? I need someone to do vacation. Mm. Oh, my God.
I of course, I style for vacations, but a lot of times people are like, oh, well, I'm just going to wear that to the beach. I know what – I've got a cover up for that. I've got a cover.
I need vacation. I need to tell you, okay, this is what I'm doing. Sweet Lord, put it together for me, because I am still doing my normal daily life. I don't have time to style an entire week. And for people that are listening and they're like, this sounds so pretentious, this isn't pretentious. This is, okay, we're going this place, this place, this place, this place. I don't know. Is it going to be hot? Is that going to sweat? Am I going to leave sweat stains? Because I'm going to like Amelia Island for a week and part of it's a wedding and part of it's just casual. And I'm like, oh no, I can't. I can't do that and this.
Did you watch the David Beckham documentary?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's on Netflix. And anyways, David Beckham shows his closet, which is immaculate. Everything is like perfectly folded. I mean, it's incredible. I looked at it and I was so impressed. Then he has a rolling rack of his outfits for the week. Just being very, very proactive. And Molly used to do that as well. She would just get her outfits. I would send her looks the weekend before the, you know, so she's like, I'm traveling, I've got this meeting, etc. And I would just send outfits for the week. This will save you so much time if you're just really thoughtful about what you're going to wear so that you don't like throw on the same thing and just kind of feel, you know, not feel like your best self. So yeah. If you take time to be proactive about your style, it's going to improve so many things in your life.
And that's the other thing, like just to be able to pick up the phone and have help of going, I saw this person and they had this really cool, like fishnetty type swim cover up. Like, where do I even find that? Mm-hmm. You can help curate that and say, oh, and P.S. I also found these really cute shorts that would look great on you and the sundress and these flip-flop shoes, blah, 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 yada, yada. So like,
yeah,
it's limitless. And I truly believe that you will save people in the long run. So like literally reach out to Rachel at jstyling.com, schedule your 30-minute free style consultation. Now, she's not going to go in and edit your closet in that 30 minutes.
No.
Let's be clear, people. This is not how this works.
Yeah. We're gonna figure out what exactly you need and where you need to start on your journey.
Yeah.
Some people, some people are like, I've got it. I need to start here. I just need to start getting looks together, et cetera. And it all depends. Yeah.
Yeah. She might be like, bro, I'm hiring you. Like, you got this shit together. Like, quit stressing. Or she might be like, all right, perfect. We just need to get in some more of these shirts, less of those loafers, whatever the case is, and kind of whittle it down. Because you don't need 800 pairs of sneakers to make yourself look cute. You might just need to edit this or that and make it all come together, whatever.
Tip here really quick.
Yeah.
And figuring out what you need for your closet. Every time you're getting dressed and you're like, gosh darn it, I wish I had that belt, or I wish I had a better white t-shirt, just write it down in your notes and create for yourself a shopping list of what you need to buy so that you're not aimlessly shopping for all of these things, but it's targeted and it's very specific to you and what you've already got going on in your closet. So
that's so smart, because we do buy the same thing over and over, and then we do go to our closet and go, I would have worn that today if I would have had X.
Right.
But so then because you're not usually buying X, you don't have X, so you don't wear the other thing ever.
Exactly. So find the gaps. There's gaps in your closet. You're going to be heavy in some parts, and then you're going to be really, really sparse. I can tell you the hardest thing is like just a basic white tee, or like, you know, just a nice shell that goes under a blazer. We've got these baller blazers, and then all of a sudden, well, what's going on underneath?
Yeah.
Really make this stand out. So it's figuring out what are those pieces that you need to add in.
Okay. And last question I have to ask.
Yeah.
Dream celebrity to style. Who is it? Man, woman, child. Who?
Okay. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I don't have that like celebrity desire to like you're a celebrity to me. Like everyday people are celebrities to more so than, and I love learning about the stylists behind the celebrities, right? I know that doesn't answer your question. I guess if I could, I would probably say I'd love to style an athlete, maybe a David Beckham, maybe David Beckham.
He's your guy, huh?
Both of them, Victoria and David. Not that they need my style help, but it would be really fun to get into their closet, see what they've got.
I love that. I love that so much. So Victoria and David, if you're out there, we have someone who would love to just like dive right into that closet of yours.
Yeah.
So thank you so, so very much for being here and sharing all of this and talking about aesthetics and all of the things. In the long run, you're going to save so much money, not only with racheljstyling.com, but also if you click on the link in my bio anywhere, it'll also be in the show notes. I want you to check out the CTC Sesame if you need anything to do with like telehealth, if your kids have a cold, a sinus infection, an ear infection, if you need to talk to somebody about weight loss. I have the cheapest like discounts around, and it is unbelievable. That is why I partnered with them, and that's why I'm allowing myself to even talk about them, because it is an amazing telehealth program. Rachel, thanks for being here. I appreciate you so much.
That was a great way to start Monday. Thank you.
Right? I love it. All right. Thanks, guys. See you here next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to connect on a more personal level, head over to MeredithWillits.com or on Instagram at Meredith with a Y for behind-the-scene footage and outtakes. Please subscribe and come back each week for more Meredith with a Y. Thanks again for listening. Cheers.